is Sunday, February the 2nd, 2020, and I have a new podcast for you. So today, I want to talk about what we talked about in church today. We're in 1 Thessalonians, and we're talking about the rapture. We're talking about being in Christ and when he comes back. And it made me think of last Sunday. Was really sad when Kobe Bryant, his daughter, the other families died in a helicopter crash. And I know that a lot of people were hurting and mourning, and we should be. But when I heard about it, and especially regarding Kobe Bryant, because he was the one in that helicopter that was well known, I said, was he saved? Did he know Christ? And to me, that's the most important question you can ask anyone. Does someone know Christ? Do you know Christ? Do you believe in him? Are you saved? There's nothing else as important as that. Because when you die, it'll be too late if you don't know Christ. So that's why you need to know him now when you're alive. And I know people, a lot of times they don't like when Christians, they quote unquote push their religion. But the thing is, and it's not that we're trying to push our religion, but part of being a Christian is you are supposed to talk about your Christianity. That's part of being a Christian. But the thing is, what we want people to realize is how wonderful it is. You know, how much joy. And yeah, Christians go through things. We have good days and bad days. But the thing is, what we look forward to is being with Christ. Because everything that's happening right now in this world is temporary. This world is temporary. When we go to be with Jesus, it's going to be forever. That's why we like to talk about it. That's why we want you to know that. We want you to know how important it is. And I think about that. It's like, I mean, you might think, oh, I'll just wait and then I'll ask. It's like, no, you don't know. What if you're driving down the street and you get hit by a car? You get hit. You're in an accident. You don't have time. Or you're in a helicopter, you're in a plane, and it crashes. Or anywhere where you don't know. You don't know when your time is coming. So it's so important to know Christ, to believe in Christ, to follow Christ. That is the most important thing that you can do with your life. You know, it's when you think about all the things that people feel like they can't do when they're a Christian. Get drunk, have premarital sex, fornicating, doing all these things. You know what? Those things all lead down the wrong road, all lead to destruction anyway. What good comes out of those things? Are you having fun just for the moment? Are you getting a momentary thrill? Because those things aren't long lasting. And I'm saying this as someone who's been through that, who's done those things. And I'm here to tell you, those things are nothing. They mean nothing. All they're going to do is cause you pain, cause you grief. There's nothing good that'll come out of living that life because I lived it. And there's nothing on this earth, in this world, that is greater than what God has planned for us. Think about that. Think about it. Think about just imagine being separated from God forever because you feel like the way you're living your life is better than what God has for you. Or God, you don't need to know God because you have this and that, or you don't believe. Well, what do you believe? What do you believe? You know, and this is something that has been on my mind when this happened last week. I'm in church today, and there's different things going on. You see all the different things going on in the world. Just the evilness. You have people, just women, just marching and just and marching for the right to kill unborn babies. You know, and this is, I'm very pro-life. But even if you are pro-choice, why would you be in the street marching for the right to kill an unborn baby? You ever think about that? Why is that something that's to be celebrated? Why do we celebrate that? If it's such a hard decision to make, why would you celebrate it? And another thing is, we have so much with the drag queens and transgenders. And the LGBT is really, really coming out strong. And they're really coming out strong towards children. Like, why do we need the guy Billy Porter on Sesame Street? Why is that so important? Why is it so important that we have to push this on children? Now, you get mad if someone pushes Christianity on you, but you have no problem with someone pushing sexuality on children. And you might say, oh, it has nothing to do with sexuality. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. When you have these drag queen shows, they are basically telling these kids that it's okay to be like this. Then you have them dancing and basically stripping. I've seen it. You have this little boy drag kid, you know, walking around, you know, like he's on drugs and just dancing sexually. And it's like, why are we pushing this on children? But like I said, don't talk about Christianity, because that's bad. That's offensive. Do you see how upside down that is? How just crazy that is? That is why just being a child of God, of just knowing who you are in Christ, on the inside, your heart, not the superficial stuff, not the outside, not your sexual preferences, you know, not your skin color. Who cares about those things? Live for Christ. Live for Him. Don't live for the things that are going on in this world. Because there's some horrible stuff going on. And I know in the Bible it says that Satan is blinding the eyes of unbelievers. And boy, he's really blinding people. Because I'm telling you, I sit there and I look at this stuff going on. And I'm like, are people not paying attention? I mean, have any of you all ever heard of the end times? The book of Revelations? I mean, you have so many people saying they're Catholics and they know God, but you know what? You haven't read the Bible? You've never heard of this? You know, and you know what? Christians, we know we're not perfect and we never try to be perfect. I mean, there might be some, but the thing is, we know how much we need Christ. We know how broken we are. I have to get on my knees. I have to pray and ask God for forgiveness every single day. Every day. So, just take a minute and think about the world and the way the world is. And then think about being with God forever and being filled with joy, knowing that you're going to be with God forever. Thank you for your time.